Welcome to this extraordinary show today on Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante Court. Today I'm going to go by Savante because this is such a really powerful subject. And today we are talking about ayahuasca. And to some people, they're very familiar with what ayahuasca is. What does it mean to go on an ayahuasca journey? And to others, they've never even heard this word before. So today we raise the lid and we expand fully to everyone, wherever you are, in the subject of ayahuasca. And I personally couldn't think of a better person on the planet to chart that course for us, to guide us into this consciousness of this beautiful plant medicine than the amazing Akashiana. And Akashiana is not only a medicine woman, a visionary, a spiritual guide, a minister, she's also a beloved teacher and an absolute consummate lover of life who truly embodies the love for all beings. And I am so proud to call her one of my besties. She is a divine shaman, and I wholeheartedly welcome her to Zeta Global Radio.
Thank you so much, Savante. I'm just really honored to be here and to share this time, however long or short it is. It's going to be the perfect moment of a sacred exploration.
Yes. So you had offered to call in a prayer, and I'm thrilled about that, and we've been wanting to do that. In fact, I've always said, oh, I'm going to call in a prayer each time, but we get into these talks and discussions. So I think it's absolutely appropriate, and what's exciting about this radio show is that it's so global right now. It's like everything that we've always talked about of connecting all of us together. This is a radio show that's reaching now up to 50 countries. People that are showing strong on our Facebook page. We're over 7,000 likes, and it's just incredible because people are craving unity, connectedness, and although we crave it outside of ourselves, I think it's the appropriate subject here is to talk about how ayahuasca brings that from within. So I will give the floor to you, my goddess, my lady, and let's open up a prayer.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. So I just invite us all to kind of be seated or relaxed in a beautiful state of receiving, because this prayer goes out to each and every one of us through this collective, this shared heart, and this heartbeat of the Mother. Heavenly Father, Divine Holy Mother, I ask to humbly be a servant of the Holy Word through my thoughts, through my actions, through the voice, to unify heaven on earth through this moment in time. I ask permission from the holy beings, the sacred plant medicine spirits, to speak what is ready to be spoken for each and every one of us so that we can embody this deeper prayer for humanity, for all of us to come into our highest selves, unified as one, this beacon of light that we are. May we truly feel it, experience it, and plant that prayer for each and every one of us. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here and to share the wisdom that you are allowing me to receive. Aho.
Aho. Thank you. So let's share about the history of it, because ayahuasca has been on this beautiful planet for a very long time. And I think that's the very first thing that we should talk about, where it came from, who has been stewarding it, where is it at from then to modern day usage and support for all of the people on the planet who are gravitating towards using that as part of their healing process or their unfoldment or their new awakening. There's several reasons why people feel the resonation, but it seems pretty strong because there's many films showing up about it, and you see it on Facebook. So let's start from the beginning.
Well, I'm going to share from an experiential aspects first, and then I will go into the history of it from what I have received. I'm not one to study in the mental realms, but through the experience of this holy medicine, the medicine is the teacher. So the experience that I had received this holy medicine was 11 years ago in a sacred ceremony. And the medicine brought me into a very deep, visceral experience of myself and of the collective. And there were an incredible journey into really deep, uncharted realms, as you spoke about earlier, Savante. It's the deepest journey I've ever embodied. And so the plant medicines are very subtle energies, spirits that are teaching us. And when we are ready to receive and listen and allow for this medicine to assimilate in our cells, in our physical being, we connect into the wisdom of the plants, the plant kingdom. Many people call her the grandmother, and the grandmother teacher is here. Just as our grandmothers have taught us deeper wisdoms, this plant is here to teach us about ourselves.
So let me ask you a question. You had said just now that it's a subtle way, and I think there's been some perspectives out there that ayahuasca is not so subtle, that it's more... I don't want to say the word aggressive, but it's definitely more a deeper stimulation of the subconscious. Do I have that correct? Or how do we explain that to some people who have heard about the stories of anything but subtle?
It's very true. It can be all of those and much, much more. The subtleness comes after we have done our deep inner work.
Yeah.
So the subtle field where we can listen to the wisdom of the plant medicine people, the spirits of the guardians of this medicine. So in journey, depending on who you are and how you show up and the intention that you hold for the journey, that may go perfectly in that way, or it can be an absolute deep, deep healing. It could be something that's so visceral and frightening for some people.
But all perfect,
yeah. Because these are all facets of humanity.
Yes.
Because if we are truly one, then we will reflect and project that light.
Yeah.
And so ayahuasca to me is the the sacred medicine to assist us to open up our pineal gland. It literally expands the pineal gland. And so when we are in an expanded state of awareness, we may feel all the tragedy, we may feel all the sadness and the grief, the anger, the repression, all of that. And yet we can breathe through that and know
we're safe.
We're safe.
Yeah.
And so my greatest joy in that realm of guiding, of supporting, of facilitating, is to really hold one's hand or one group of hands to journey into the realm. And that's that mystery within ourselves, untapped sometimes, so deep. Sometimes so deeply seated. So there could be remembrances, there could be things that are frightening. But what I believe is for us to embody it, to feel it, if there needs to be some healing, to receive the healings, and then we let it go.
When we come back, we will have more with Akashiana and ayahuasca and all the beautiful jewels that lie within yourselves. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Akashiana. I invite you to join us for a deep immersion of self-love and purification in the sacred waters of Costa Rica in April 2016. This is a deeper awakening into a space to remember, a time to reunite, and an experience of sacred exploration within divine you. We invite you through Zeta Global Radio for a special savings of 20% on our next Sacred Exploration. Sacred Explorations is part of the Path of Samadhi. It takes you on an experiential, spiritual journey to the core of your being.
Hi, I'm Lainey Savante-Quirk, host of Zeta Global Radio. ZGR is excited to be a media partner at this year's Pure Living Expo taking place in Sedona, Arizona, July 23rd through 27th. Get ready to cleanse, rejuvenate, and empower yourself with the best of the best health luminaries of today. This gathering is more than just workshops, talks, and keynote presentations. You'll experience those along with the Pure Living Cafe, Earth School, Expo Showroom, a dance party, and so much more. Come for the live professional food prep demos with some of the most celebrated living food chefs, meet the wellness experts who are changing the future, and of course, take part in the incredible scenic and magical energy that only Sedona has worldwide. Get your tickets now at purelivingexpo.com. Use special code ZGR2015 and you'll get 10% off your tickets. I'll see you there in the land of the Red Rocks at Pure Living Expo, July 23rd through 27th.
Hi, this is Michael Ostasky, and you're listening to Zeta Global Radio.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio on this very special show featuring Akashiana and her role as a absolute divine facilitator in the world of ayahuasca, and what this all means in terms of what you hear of people taking their journeys. And for someone who is so specialized in this sacred path, we are so honored to have her here showing us the way and opening up our hearts and minds, and really a way to remember and reunite the inner love we have for ourselves. And how do we finally tap into that space when we may have lost our way or gone off course? And I feel that for myself, who have been on several journeys through my life with Akashiana, it has been not only the most expansive experience I've ever had, but it has really opened me up to the greater awareness of life on this planet and beyond. And I believe that people always hear about so many ways to do that. And they hear about peyote, can't even say it. And we say that's one method. And I really invite Akashiana to share what these different pathways are. Are they the same? Are they different? And how do they relate to what it means to be on the journey of ayahuasca?
Thank you, Savante. I want to just go back just a moment into this sacred ceremony that initiated me into this this realm of understanding. And through this 10-hour journey, the first 5 hours was rife with pain and suffering and total immersion into the human condition. So it's the extreme, the what people would call the shadow.
Shadow, yeah.
And then the second half of that was this elation and this absolute embodiment of all the ascended masters and teachers that were there in this holy space that was created. And as I looked up into, this was in a yurt, and all these masters were speaking languages, and it all merged into this one. And the one said, "It is love. Love is all there is." And I took that in so deeply into the core of my being that the medicine was within me. It activated something so ancient and holy within myself. So the spirit of this medicine is so sacred. And I can only speak from the experiences of myself and those that I have guided that this is not for play. This is for a deep exploration of self, because it's not taking ayahuasca or doing a trip.
It's not recreational.
And inspiration is spirit within you.
Yeah.
You know, everything is within us. You know, all of the plants, the minerals, you know, the breath, the fire, it's all within us. And so for me, this activation of the pineal gland is just the beginning of that exploration of what is possible, the potentiality, the infinite potentiality of us, our beingness.
So for those of us who are out there who haven't Googled it, don't know how to spell it, have only heard about it, how is it done?
I invite people to allow the medicine to ask them. Because if you're not asked to receive this holy medicine, this is like a sacred tea that is taken as a sacrament. So if you can imagine, Savante, just seeing the holiness of your being, and then you're receiving this holy teacher within your body, it actually goes in and activates your cellular structure. So from a molecular level, you are being activated. And so, of course, there's going to be almost like shifts within your own body. You will not be the same. You will not be the same.
It's almost like a cosmic disruption for the better.
Yeah.
Because it really does a little... It's like jostling the system with grace, because it really puts you into, and this is just from my own personal perspective and experience, into the new frontier that you didn't even realize your own soul was calling you to step into.
Yes. And this is the highest self, your highest self, and embodied. So you're in... You know, we're human beings, so we need the five senses, the touch, the taste, the feel, all that. So viscerally embodying it, you have received that holy medicine, and then you are able to express from that place.
So it's not peyote. So just so it's clear, because I think when people, and this is what I've heard, that people don't know that there's a difference between the two, but they feel it swirls around Native American culture. Is this what it is?
The peyote is a holy medicine of a very, the spirit of the cactus. This is a very sacred medicine that can also be ingested through its whole form.
Okay.
And or tea or powder. The ayahuasca is from two diverse plant species in the Amazon. And it is thousands and thousands of years ago, the plants started revealing themselves to the indigenous people that were ready to receive the messages. And so through the plants sharing their medicine, the information, the ancient ones were able to work with it in ceremony. So it is a tea from the vine and from the leaves that are masculine and feminine, and it is brewed together. And with prayer, with songs, with holiness. So everything is done in accordance to what the plants have told them.
Well, I saw the movie that was documenting the 13 indigenous grandmothers called The Next Seven Generations. And there was a segment in that documentary really showcasing in the forest ayahuasca and the plants and the cultivation, but mostly the honoring of this plant and how it has served humanity and the people who are called to it for a very long time. And so it really, it's a gift. It's a gift for the people who feel called to participate in its experience of self.
It is so much the plant kingdom has so many messages for us if we're listening and if we're quiet and still and allowing the medicines to percolate within us what is there to be brought forward into the world with our gifts, with our holy gifts. Each and every one of us are so unique. And if we could see that through this doorway, it's one doorway. Many, many people can get to that place truly through meditation.
But it's all inside of us though. No matter what form you take, it's still there.
It's always, and so for me, it's an activation of that medicine within us. Because we truly are the medicine. We are the medicine.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more with Akashiana on this incredible pathway and also talk about the differences in a group ayahuasca journey versus a one-on-one, which is for you if you're feeling called to it, and learn more about the work that Akashiana brings forward to the world. And to learn more about her work, you can visit not only the Zeta Global Facebook page. And of course, there's information on our profile page on BBS, which is bbsradio.com/Zeta Global Radio. But you can also go directly as well to facebook.com, Your Sacred Exploration. And you'll learn more about the work that Akashiana is doing, including incredible retreats around the world, as well as her work working with you in the plant medicine. We'll be right back with a whole lot more on the world of journeying through ayahuasca.
The Lab Recording Studio is located in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the spiritual heart of the Southwest. Whether you're a singer-songwriter, band, voiceover actor, or have a film or TV show that needs scoring, the Lab is a wonderful facility to work in. The list of clients range from Sony, Macy's, and Toyota to independent films such as John Nussbaum's Maria Morte and shorts for Sperry Topsiders, Ralph Lauren, and more. Product quality is that of any big New York or LA studio, only without the big city expenses. Featuring marvelous places to stay and historical and spiritual sites to visit, consider the Lab for your next recording experience. You can visit us at thelabnm.com, facebook.com/thelababq, or email us direct at info@thelabnm.com.
Do
you want to develop skills that can help others to heal the past, correct the present, and embrace the future? Would you like to turn your passion for guiding others on their spiritual path into a profession? Dolores Cannon, pioneering researcher, author of 19 books, and renowned healer and speaker, refined her unique training method of advanced hypnotherapy over the past 4.5 decades. Today, quantum healing hypnosis therapy technique is the world's fastest growing accredited training course. Level 1 is available online now. It's easy to learn, affordable, and effective. Level 2 is the advanced module. QHHT has trained and certified over 6,000 practitioners. Take advantage of our exclusive offer for ZGR listeners only. If you register today for Level 1 online certification program, you'll receive a 10% discount by using code ZETA2015. That's ZETA2015. This offer is valid until June 31st, 2015. For more information and to enroll, please visit DoloresCannon.com/learn-QHHT-online. And don't forget to use our exclusive discount code ZETA2015.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Nob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle, or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
The tiny homes movement seems to be exploding all over the world. People are choosing to downsize their homes into more affordable, mobile versions of their dream homes. World-famous painter and craftsman Michael Ostoski is also owner of Roadrunner Homes, unique, one-of-a-kind land yachts that are ready to hit the road when you are. Be sure and take a look at some of the Roadrunner Homes for sale at facebook.com/groups/Roadrunner Tiny Homes. Custom orders are welcome. Remember, with Roadrunner Homes, home is where you park.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I'm your host, Lainey Savante, and I am gifted here with the amazing Akashiana. And this is an incredible woman, whether she's in prayer, counseling, guiding, ceremonies, Akashiana just shines her spiritual truth. And she really embodies the mindfulness and the inspiration of spirit through her heart to yours. And knowing that all is within us and all is one, we continue this discussion on ayahuasca and what it means for you, if this is something for you, or just to have that education and expanded awareness of what the planet has gifted us here for thousands of years, and that people are choosing this course of expanded knowingness for themselves and doing it really worldwide in leaps and bounds. It almost feels like it's more widely talked about now than I feel like it's ever been. Would you say that's true, Akashiana?
I think it is true, Savante. It's time for the level of consciousness has raised to the place where we can now hear the voice of the spirit of this medicine.
So let's talk a little bit about group journeying, because you hear that I went on a group journey, or I had an ayahuasca journey, and I've personally have experienced a group journey, and I've experienced several one-on-one journeys. So talk a little bit about that, so people who are feeling the calling know what's for them.
Let me start with the one-on-one, because it's such an individual experience. And so for the guide, as I am the facilitator or guide, I would just set the container in a safe way, of course, just to hold that space for you or one to journey into the realms that you need to go into, the places that spirit will show you. And so many times they're guided through songs, prayer, or deep silent meditation, because the medicine is truly the teacher. My role is to ensure the safety of that experience, because one can go very, very far into unknown and uncharted territory.
I know we've used the term deep sea diving, and I have to say it's also like climbing Mount Everest. Exactly. Whether you're up or down, you're going to get a full adventure.
Yes, it's like the full spectrum of the wisdom of this plant. So there's the one-on-one. You're still connected to the all. And so many times you may be picking up, or if you're empathic, as we all are, whether we know it or not, empathic, then the medicine works on those subtle realms and the gross level of our being, which is still here. You know, we're still here. We're not saints yet, but we are saints in that way, that we're the embodiment of all that. So this one-on-one is a very intimate journey. And so even though you may be empathing or receiving, you know, information or insights, it is your work, your inner work, to really discern what's for you. What is your work here, or what is your opening into this mystery, you know,
sure,
that you're to see?
Someone said to me once, this was before I had my first journey, they said, well, it's more like 10 years of therapy in 6 hours.
Mm.
And that, like, you know, you could relate, that's tangible. People know what therapy is and speaking to a counselor, but this is more. But I have to agree with it, because so much comes forward and it just connects all the dots. Because I think so many people have a lot of whys. Why this? Why did that happen? And I think this is really a good way of explaining things that the mind does just not have the capacity to answer.
I think that's so true, Savanti, because your pineal gland, your third eye, is opened.
Yeah.
And you're filtering it through your heart, because this grandmother medicine opens the heart too. So the third eye and the heart open, and then the embodiment of it with the physical aspects, whether you're getting well, you know, in the Native American cultures, it's like purifying, it's throwing up is getting well. So this is part of this process of the inner knowing and the inner wisdom. So I think that's that inner one-on-one work. And if you want to talk a little bit more about group journeys, because it's the same medicine, but many times a different experience for people.
And my experience, and of course you're the expert, so I could just put my two cents in and you can expand upon that, is that it's a magical melting pot of who comes to the table. Like, there are people I know all over the world that say, oh, I participated in a group journey, never knew anybody else in the rest of the group, but somehow they were all woven a certain thread of unity that they were there. Is that how it's been your experience? And then there's people who collectively form a group because they all want to do it together, because they trust and feel safe that if they're going to go to the cosmos, they're going to do it as one. So there's probably a little bit of both. So tell me what you've had.
I love how you've woven that, because I see humanity as this really a broad cloth, this golden cloth, and each one of us is a thread. So if that thread is missing, you know, there's that gap. And so in journeys with groups, we're bringing everything, you know, our all to the table, so to speak, or the altar. And the unifying force, if you will, energy, spirit, is this holy medicine that we take in to our bodies, and then we have this experience that is it's enlightening in the sense of we're raising the frequency for humanity in a prayer, a sacred prayer of unity.
Holy intention.
Holy, holy cow.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. Mm. So for me, whether it's one-on-one or group, it's the medicine, and we're bringing our own, you know, flavor of our individual medicine being that we are. And so it is that tapestry that we are weaving together. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so intimate in the sense that, you know, we're almost like naked to the truth of our being, that we are all one. And there's no denying it after this journey work.
Well, thank you for that. And I hope that I know people can really understand that, because in the end, we're really sharing that we're all connected as one, and being on these journeys is really such raw, honest exposure of self. And what also is, speaking of one-on-one versus group, is that when two or more are gathered in thy name, it's really setting that intention together, and it's very amplified.
It's like that sacred prayer coming together, and every individual brings that perfect part. When I look at an individual, I see them as a diamond, you know, in every facet. Sometimes we have a little schmutz or a little bit of fogginess or a little bit of, but we're brilliant diamonds, and sometimes we just need that buffing, just a little bit. And when you can see the wholeness of your being in connection to Source, this is what this medicine is a reminder that we are all that.
Absolutely. And I just want to share what's coming forward to talk about is the importance of how sacred and the strength of this. Just to segue just a smidge is that I did some Mayan ceremony work at the base of Tikal in Guatemala, and I remember them sharing how important it was to have the authentic shaman who understands the Mayan ceremonies, because there were as many as they would say to us, rent a shaman. And because there's everyone's going there to have a Mayan ceremony, because that was the big, you know, that's what people do when they're in these, you know, in Guatemala. And so I just want to acknowledge you and to share how incredibly important it is to have someone like you to, as you said, facilitate and kind of shoulder the vulnerability one can be while experience this journey, and how there is nothing better than to feel safe. I think that is a universal understanding, that we're all looking to feel safe and acknowledged. And when everything's coming forward, because that's what we've chosen through this process, is to have a facilitator who understands the depths of where you're going on your deep sea dive.
Yes.
So that is really a prayer of gratitude for someone like you who understands all the conditions.
It's so true, because first I want to back up on the shaman piece, because shaman is actually a misnomer for many, because The shaman is truly from Siberia. It's a word that is not even from this continent or North or South America. And so I say that, you know, as medicine people, you know, it's one that has been initiated through the medicine and through the experience, but can hold the space for people to journey, to deep sea dive, as you say, into the realms of their being. And my desire, belief for humanity is for each and every one of us to know thyself, to love thyself, and to be thyself. And so when the medicine called me out many years ago, and I had no clue. I came from the corporate world. I was 27-year veteran in the corporate realm. And here I am, gifted in this medicine realm, and then initiated. It's like, whoa, what happened? You know, wow. But to then the reverence for the spirit of the plant. Because if we don't have that, the medicine will not be there for us.
Thank you for that. It's interesting. Are you, is this free flowing? Is there a limited supply? It's not something that becomes extinct like the seeds on the planet. It's just, I wonder about those things. You know, how does it flourish? Tell us a little bit more about how to honor the longevity of this plant that's been around for thousands of years, because here we are on this planet where we're watching things fall away, become extinct. Mother Earth is crying out for us to protect her. The waters are calling us. I know that Grandmother Florida Mayo is protecting the seeds. So tell us about how we can be of service to this medicine that's been of service to humanity.
Oh, this is so perfect, because it's through prayer. It's through the prayer. It's through that honoring of the Divine Mother. And she has so many gifts that she has yet to reveal.
Ooh.
And think of that, how absolutely awestruck we are when we experience an incredible meadow or a rainforest in Brazil or in the Amazon or all the Grand Canyon. All these things are gifts from the Mother. And so the plant kingdom is just now saying, okay, you keep praying and we'll keep showing you.
Well, we have one more segment after this, and when we come back, we are going to talk about some frequently asked questions that you all out there have written in and wanted to know what the answers are to questions that I think other people may be thinking of. Because if one person's thinking of it, so are others. I know I've brought some up so far in this journey of this show, and we'll talk about a few more with Akashiana. We'll be right back again. You are listening to Zeta Global Radio. Attention, ZGR listeners. Are you ready to use your intuition through the power of numbers? You've heard her interviewed on Zeta Global Radio. Now join best-selling author and intuitive numerologist Ruth Dreher for her upcoming teleclasses. Registration has begun, and the class is open to a very limited number of students. Any level of experience with numerology or none at all is welcomed. Students will work directly with Ruth Dreher to learn her beliefs and philosophies in this ancient system of Pythagoras, the father of numerology. Classes include meditations and discussions and prepare you for the next level of the Master Intuitive course. Enjoy this opportunity to learn from one of the most internationally known numerologists of our time. You may learn more about Ruth Dreher by visiting cybernumbers.com. For more information and to register, please call 903-534-4873.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jones, wellness advocate with doTERRA. Happy to be here on Zeta Global Radio. My special offer to all ZGR listeners is a lemon oil and A to Z essential oil guide when you visit mydoterra.com/Sarah Jones and purchase $30 or more. I'm looking forward to supporting your journey to health and wellness.
Hi, this is Andrea Williams, publisher of Natural Awakenings magazine in New Mexico, your monthly green, healthy lifestyle publication. Each issue shares national and local cutting-edge information about health, nutrition, fitness, personal growth, green living, and the products and services that support a healthy lifestyle. We invite you to share your business, such as acupuncture, integrative medicine, bodywork, education, healthy food, or solar energy, to name a few. Are you from out of town or in town wanting to share an event or workshop? For advertising rates and sizes, please email publisher@naturalawakeningsnnm.com or call 505-999-1319. Again, 505-999-1319. Our readers like to hear from you.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. We are having a little journey here, or a big journey, sharing the world of ayahuasca with the planet and to all of those incredible Zeta Global listeners, and that would be you. So thank you for being here today. Thank you for feeling the call, hearing the call within your heart to learn about ayahuasca and to understand it with our divine goddess here, medicine worker, and absolute cosmic healer, Akashiana. Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much, Savante, because I feel blessed that, you know, the plants have asked that I share the wisdom, and I'm grateful that we're here to get together to share this with your beautiful listeners, because I hear them tuning in, and
yes,
and I see their ears opening and their heart opening with just the conversation. The third eye opens because there's greater awareness.
Well, excellent. So this segment is actually terrific, because we did put it out there, frequently asked questions, or some questions, and our producer, Howard Walken, is going to really bring forward some of the questions that I think people want to know. The first question would be, how do you prepare for an ayahuasca journey? You're just knowing you want to do it. You've connected, you know this is your path, and you're getting ready. You've set the appointment time or the moment. So what's next? How do you prepare?
As we had talked about before, is the medicine must call you, because if the medicine doesn't call you, it's not the medicine for you. So as the medicine calls you, as soon as that appointment or time is set, the medicine starts to work with you.
The divine appointment.
And so what I do is I help prepare through dialogue first. So we would set a time, an appointment. You would share some information. We make sure that there's no contraindications with medicines, that pharmaceuticals,
sure,
because there could be issues around that. And it's basically a clearing and purification. Many people will take a master cleanse before this, purifying their bodies, assuring that their diet is free from anything that's fried food or a lot of sugars or anything that's toxic. There would be no ingestion of alcohol. We even ask that for the 3 days prior that there will be no sexual relations because of the merging of energies. It would be restriction of the electronic world, so we kind of unplug for a while, get really
back
still.
Back to basics.
Exactly, and quiet within ourselves. So because the medicine, once you've made that divine appointment, that medicine is working with you, the intelligence of it. So when we set that, that's part of the altar, you know, to clear the space for this to start happening. So your preparation is really important. So that, and then you would come, whether it be for a sacred exploration journey or through an individual journey, then that would be planned out accordingly.
Terrific. That's excellent. And also journaling, because you're saying in advance that it's starting to really partner with you within yourself. So maybe it's a good time to start thinking about your intentions and writing that
exactly
out.
Exactly. And writing what do you want in your life? Because when your pineal gland is open, this is where the visionary aspects are awakened, remembered. And so while you're receiving information, you know, it could be 10 days prior where you're just writing it down, something, this cord that is really the intention for this ceremony will come forward. So you don't have to know it right away. Let it work and percolate through you.
Sure. Okay, so let's now kind of move it up. So we're together in the journey, and we're well into process, and there's no telling correct on how many hours. It's all different. So what would be a safeguard for people who've wondered, this is one of the questions, is to how do you bring us back from if we think you think we've gone too deep or we might have think we're going too deep?
It's really a great question, because I think to take the fear aspect out of the medicine journey is, you know, my role is absolute safety for a sacred container that's created. So I don't believe it's there could be the too far aspect, but it may feel that way. So,
and is that mental that's making us feel that way? It's a thought.
It's a thought.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, but it's an experiential.
Like we psych ourselves out.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there's something that there may even just be some shadow material at play that you're just not knowing what it is. And so what I will do at times is sometimes just, you know, stroke the hair, just
yes.
Allow for the being to feel the contact of another human being, you know, and sometimes, you know, that might startle one being. So I'm very aware of the subtleties of the energy, but I also know that when someone is like way out there, I've had people say, I am so far, I don't know if I can come back. And I'm like, you are safe. I am anchoring that prayer for you. And I am there, right there.
Yes.
And the presence. So I will have them look into my eyes. You know, sometimes we want to go way far out and we've closed our eyes and there's music playing or there's silent meditation. So what I'll do is I'll have them look at me. Hold their hands, you know. You're safe.
Yes. Oh, beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for that. And another question that came in is how to integrate. Now, we've talked about how to prepare for the journey. Now, a question was just asked about while we're in the journey. Now, this is more about coming out of the journey. And it's really about we've gone to this expanded awareness, this expanded state of mind, state of heart, state of all facets of who we are, maybe a fifth dimensional expression of where we've gone. How do we integrate back into the real world, the 3D planet here? Because there's a transitional process. You know, you've just really, you've gone on this journey. How do you come back?
You know, I was just thinking of it's analogous to, you know, when Jacques Cousteau was like in deep sea, you know, and seeing all these amazing, probably species that we'd never seen.
Yes.
You know, plant and animal and just amazing. And so, like, we've experienced this in our, you know, in our higher states of consciousness, and now we're saying, okay, I'm grounding this prayer into this planet and into this third dimension. And so I usually give some space for allowing for the person to go a little deeper, because without you know, any type of, we close the ceremony, they may take 2 or 3 hours, they may journal,
yes.
They may write. I bring them food. I bring, you know, luscious foods from fruits, things that will, you know, from this
yeah,
planet.
Tangible.
That tangible. Yeah. And they can eat and peel an orange or peel a banana and eat it, and everything seems to taste better. I take them into nature. I share the garden. You know, look at the plants. Look at this right now, because we are that vessel. We're that prayer now. We're the new prayer now, because
sure.
We've kind of seen things that have so much greater than what many people have ever experienced in their lifetime. And so eating, you know, journaling.
Water.
Water, sacred water, yes. And praying over that water before we actually take that in. So everything becomes more sacred.
Mm.
And so when we plant that prayer, so I consider it's like planting your prayer, your seed of your being now. And it's one of those things where people say, oh, am I going to lose it? You know, am I going to lose it? No, it's within your cells now and within your visual, you know, your vision, your high vision.
It's the LASIK surgery of cosmic consciousness. I mean, in a way, because everything's so crystal clear. It's like, you've had so many, as Oprah would say, the aha moments that it's like, wow. It's almost like you have a whole new toolbox on how to navigate life, right?
It's so true. And don't worry about having to remember it all.
Yes. It's in you.
It's in you. It's always been within you. And so you've just reactivated it.
Well, I am so glad that you are here today. And if people are wanting to know more, you can always actually just personally message Akashiana right on our Facebook page. And let's just repeat that again. It's facebook.com/yoursacredexploration. And again, we'll have more information on Akashiana on the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page, as well as bbsradio.com/Zeta Global Radio. Akashiana, what do you think about this station, BBS Radio, and all this? If it's not mainstream, it's alternative, it's here at BBS, that we can have a show that we could talk to people about this in all these incredible forward-moving ways to expand consciousness. We say this is your visionary platform for spiritual journalism, and to me, this is just a divine example of what we could do here.
It's so real. It's so real, and the timing couldn't be better because we have so many awakened beings that are opening their ears, their hearts, and their minds to something deeper. And so what I love about your show, our show, it's all ours.
Oh, yes.
You know, for all beings to listen in and tune into their higher state.
Terrific. Well, thank you for being here. And I believe we will do another follow-up show and sometime down the road of people who have maybe listened to this show, felt the calling, journeyed with you, and to see what their experiences were. I'd really love to have them on the show next, and we can come back and do this again.
I'd be so honored. Thank you so much. And thank you all listeners for opening your hearts to this message from the sacred plant of ayahuasca.
Thank you for being here, and we wish you a blessed rest of your weekend. Thank you for listening to Zeta Global Radio and for following all of our stories. And we love you, we support you, and we wish you well. So it is. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Zeta Global Radio here on BBS, Saturdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am your host, Lainey Savante Quirk. Join us as we come together for your visionary platform for spiritual journalism. We'll be interviewing authors, musicians, filmmakers, and world leaders who are coming together into one accord and sharing a story. ZGR is part of the Zeta Global Group Network.